Morning Watch, Romans, Week 2, Romans 5 through Romans 8, Monday, Related Verses, Romans 5 verses 1 through 5 and 10 through 11. Therefore, having been justified out of faith, we have peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand and boast because of the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we also boast in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces endurance, and endurance, approvedness, and approvedness, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Verses 10 through 11. For if we, being enemies, were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more we will be saved in his life, having been reconciled. And not only so, but also boasting in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Related reading. Originally, we were not only sinners, but also enemies of God. Through the redeeming death of Christ, God has justified us, the sinners, and has reconciled us, his enemies, to himself. This transpired when we believed in the Lord Jesus. We have received God's justification and reconciliation by faith. This has opened the way and ushered us into the realm of grace for the enjoyment of God. In the realm of grace, the first thing we enjoy is the love of God. The love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Many times in our Christian life, we need encouragement and confirmation. As we pass through periods of suffering, we may have questions and doubts. Perhaps you say, "Why are there so many troubles in my Christian life? Why are there so many trials and tests?" We may have such questions and doubts about our circumstances. Although these doubts arise, we cannot deny that the love of God is within us. From the day we first called on the Lord Jesus, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. This means that the Spirit reveals, confirms, and assures us with the love of God. The indwelling Holy Spirit seems to say, "Don't doubt. God loves you. You don't understand why you must suffer now, but one day you will say, 'Father, I thank you for the troubles and trials which I pass through.' When you enter the gate of eternity, you will say, 'Praise the Lord for the sufferings and tests which fell upon me on my journey. God used them to transform me.'" In the realm of grace, we boast in God. The Greek word translated boast has at least three meanings: boast, exult, meaning to rejoice, and glory. Thus, we boast in God, exult in God, and glory in God. As we stand in the realm of grace and walk the way of peace, we constantly boast, exult, and glory in our God. This means that we enjoy God. God is our portion for our enjoyment. We have such a God in which to boast, exult, and glory. Our natural being needs to be sanctified, transformed, and conformed. Therefore, God brings in certain tribulations and sufferings for our good. This is clearly revealed in Romans 8, verses 28-29, where we are told that God causes all things to work together for good, that we might be conformed to the image of his Son. Hence, tribulation and suffering are for our transformation. We all appreciate peace, grace, and glory, but no one likes tribulation. Recently, I had two operations on my right eye. Although I do not like such suffering, I must declare that in the past few years, nothing has favored me more than these two operations. Tribulation is actually the incarnation of grace with all the riches of Christ. This is similar to the incarnation of God in Jesus. Apparently, he was simply the man Jesus. Actually, he was God. Apparently, our environment is tribulation. Actually, it is grace. If we read Romans 5 carefully, we will see that tribulation does not stand on the same level as grace. It is under grace. The six items of love, grace, peace, hope, life, and glory along with the three persons of the Godhead, all supersede tribulation. Nevertheless, tribulation is a visitation of grace. If we say that we appreciate grace, but not tribulation, it is like saying that we love God, but not Jesus. However, to reject Jesus is to reject God. Likewise, to reject tribulation is to reject grace. Why was God incarnated? Because he wanted to come to us. The incarnation of God was his gracious visitation. Surely we all love such a visit from God. If we love his visit, we must love his incarnation. It is the same with grace and tribulation. Tribulation is the incarnation of grace visiting us. Although we love God's grace, we must also kiss our tribulation, which is the incarnation of grace, the sweet visitation of grace. Madame Guyon said that she kissed the crosses given to her. Many people dislike the cross because it is a suffering, a tribulation. Madame Guyon, on the contrary, kissed each cross, waiting for more to come, because she realized that the cross brought God to her. Madame Guyon said, "God gives me the cross, and the cross brings me God." She welcomed the cross, for when she had the cross, she had God. Tribulation is a cross, and grace is God as our portion for our enjoyment. This grace mainly visits us in the form of tribulation. The experience of tribulation produces endurance. Endurance is more than patience. It is the product of patience plus suffering. None of us was born with endurance. It is produced by the suffering of tribulation. Therefore, Paul says that tribulation works endurance. We may experience this endurance in the small things of life. One thing I dislike is hearing a busy signal when I call on the telephone. Why do I dislike that? Because I am short of endurance. Another small thing I hate is when people are late for an appointment. Although such delays are a suffering to me, they help me gain endurance. Endurance produces approvedness. Approvedness is an approved quality resulting from the endurance of tribulation and testing. Thus, approvedness is a quality or attribute that can be approved. At times, it is difficult for young brothers to have the approval of others. They need the endurance that produces a quality that is easily approved by others. Tribulation issues in endurance, and endurance brings forth the quality of approvedness. Some versions translate the Greek word here as experience. This is correct, for approvedness includes experience. However, it is not primarily the experience itself, but the attribute or virtue that is acquired through the experiences of suffering. The more you suffer, the more you have endurance, and the more the virtue of approvedness will be produced. Approvedness is not an attribute we have by our natural birth. Consider the example of raw gold. Although it is genuine gold, it is raw and unattractive. It needs a purifying fire. The more the gold suffers the burning of the fire, the more an approved quality will be produced. After burning and trial, the gold acquires a quality that is easily approved by everyone. Perhaps many of the young people are like raw gold. They do not need polishing or painting, they need burning. Some of the saints who love the Lord have an amount of life and light. Because they have these things, they think they are suitable to work for the Lord. However, they lack approvedness. On the one hand, they can be productive wherever they go. On the other hand, they are raw and lack the virtue that makes people happy, sweet, and comfortable. They have the opposite of approvedness, what we may call disapprovedness. Why was your situation so good at the beginning, but quite poor after a period of time? It was good at the beginning because of your gift and the light you had. It did not continue well because you were so raw, lacking the quality of approvedness. If we have the virtue of approvedness, we will not be a problem to others. We all must pray, "Lord, grant me approvedness." If you pray in this way, the Lord will ask, "Do you really mean business?" If your answer is affirmative, the Lord will raise up the circumstances that will produce approvedness for you. For example, he may give you the most suitable wife, the wife most useful in producing this quality within you. Most wives are excellent helpers, assisting God and producing approvedness for his servants. Most of the Lord's servants need such a wife. The wife does not help the husband, she helps God. The disposition of the wives helps God to bring forth approvedness in their husbands. God is sovereign. Many of us realize that we have not only been called, but also caught. We must be a slave of Christ Jesus. We have no other choice. If I could have made another choice, I would have made it. Nevertheless, I must be the Lord's slave. Although we are the slaves of Christ, we lack approvedness. This troubles God and damages us. It also bothers the saints and the household of God. We help them on one hand and hurt them on the other. By our light and our gift, we help them. By our lack of approvedness, we hurt them. Thus, we need the approvedness which comes out of endurance. Along with this approvedness, we have hope. What is this hope? It is the hope that one day we shall all be brought into the glory of God. Although we stand in grace and walk in peace, we are not yet in glory. But the day will come when we shall be brought into glory. What is glory? As we have mentioned several times in the past, glory is God Himself expressed. Whenever God is expressed, that is glory. It is very similar to the expression of electrical current in a light bulb. The expression of electricity is the glory of electricity. We cannot see electricity itself, but the shining of electricity in the lights is the expression, the glory of electricity. Likewise, glory is God expressed. This glory is coming, and nothing can compare with it. Several verses show us that God will bring many sons into glory. Here and now, we enjoy God in hope of this coming glory. While we are enjoying Him, we hope for the glory to come. We will see more of this when we consider Romans 8. As we enjoy God in this way, we are being saved in His life. Much more, we shall be saved in His life. Daily, we need to be saved from so many negative things. We need to be saved from our temper and ourself. As we enjoy God in our sufferings, we need the saving in His life. We need to be saved in His life from the besetting sin, that is, to be freed from the law of sin and death. We need to be saved in His life from being worldly, that is, to be sanctified. We need to be saved in His life from our natural being, that is, to be transformed from our natural life. We need to be saved in His life from being self-like, that is, to be conformed to the image of Christ, the firstborn Son of God. And we need to be saved in His life from being individualistic, that is, to be built up with others into one body. These are the savings in the life of Christ, which will be fully defined in the following chapters. This kind of saving in life is a main enjoyment we have in God. Justification has brought us into the realm of enjoyment. In this realm, we stand in grace, walk in peace, suffer in hope, and enjoy God in our tribulations. While we are suffering and enjoying, we are being saved in His life. This is the issue of justification.